This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/ethicist.
With The Ethicist, I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
Last fall, a stranger donated a kidney to my husband. We offered her a small gift after the operation, which she declined. Recently, she wrote us that her house is in foreclosure and she needs money. We obviously have no legal responsibility to respond, but what's our ethical responsibility? I wish it were legal to sell organs. It would be much cleaner in many ways. Name withheld.
You've no moral obligation to send money to the organ donor. She admirably, heroically, provided her kidney as a gift. An essential quality of a gift is that it comes with no strings, with no reciprocal obligations. Otherwise, it would be a sort of disguised sale. United States law prohibits the sale of organs, wisely, in my view. To permit such transactions is to allow those with money to harvest the organs of those without. Even if you prefer that system of organ allocation, many honorable people do, it was not what you and the donor agreed to. That said, it is a fine thing to echo generosity, to respond to the subsequent and unanticipated travails of someone who's done so much for you. You need not put yourself in dire financial peril to send this woman money, but if you choose to help her, that would be estimable. Perhaps it is my suspicious nature and occupational hazard, but I see at least the possibility that she might have known about her money trouble for some time, and the hope of alleviating it may have been part of her motivation to donate a kidney, a desperate and pitiable measure. If you believe that she planned to psychologically pressure you into, in effect, paying for a kidney, you should decline to collaborate in cloaking an organ sale as a gift.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is This Time Together, Laughter and Reflection by Carol Burnett. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/ethicist.
Letter number two.
My son was playing music on his laptop computer for a dozen friends at a party in a suite in his college dorm. He was in another room when someone spilled butterscotch schnapps on the keyboard. The computer is not working and might need a new motherboard, $1,300. No one has come forward to take responsibility. I was wondering if the guests should share this cost, maybe $100 each. Do you agree? R.G., Port Washington, New York.
So, if I'm in the room when someone else breaks something, you think I have an obligation to cover repairs? Why not anybody in the building, on the campus, in the state? The person who actually spilled the butterscotch schnapps onto the laptop is responsible for his own actions, if anyone who chooses to drink butterscotch schnapps can be deemed responsible. But his lily-livered silence does not shift his obligation to whomever happened to be standing nearby. Had this calamity been caused by general, party-wide horseplay, or were it otherwise unattributable to individual shenanigans, a lightning bolt strikes that laptop, overly enthusiastic, foot-stomping and hand-clapping, shake it to the floor, then I would urge all present to chip in, but that was not the case. If the non-schnapps imbibers know who did the damage, they should tell your son, as an expression of friendship. Different relationships entail different obligations, and it would be perverse for friends and guests to withhold this information from one of their number. Incidentally, there is a system of sharing that covers contingencies like your son's. It's called insurance, and he might want to invest in some. Update. Technicians repaired the computer without replacing the motherboard. No charge, no problem. This week's questions were read by Miriam Reinhart, Director of Programming for The Jewish Week, and Stephen Greenhouse, Labor and Workplace Reporter for The New York Times. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com at our new offices in Thailand. Wait, what?